Good morning, North Dayton. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on February the 8th. Going to be a pretty good day today. It's going to be breezy. It got cold last night. Bob, Ed Bob, did you notice that?
I did, in fact. I was reading 32 on the billboard near where I live.
32? Where do you live?
Down near the Sacramento River, yeah.
Okay, well, today is supposed to be sunny with a high near 59, breezy with a north wind between 17 and 23 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 34. Tonight, clear with low around 34, north wind around 14 miles per hour. Wednesday is going to be sunny, high near 66. I expect, though, is that there's going to be some rain coming in this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and start clouding up on Friday night. Wow. Hey, phone numbers here are 605-4567. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, then you can listen to us as we stream, or you can jump into our chat room. And you're always invited. It's currently 41 degrees. And Linda is on assignment today. You ask me, many people write in and say, well, what do you mean by on assignment? She's on assignment. Anyway, we've got a great show today. We have Nadine Bailey will be coming in here talking about the logging conference. We're talking about a doctor coming in talking about cancer. And it's on new statistics, new ways of treating. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. We're going to talk about that in the hospitals around here concerning that. But before we get into that, we're going to be getting into a few other topics that are going to... It should get your attention here, especially when you're starting to talk about REU. But let's start with Obama. The Obama administration is proposing short-term relief to states saddled with unemployment insurance debt. Coupled with a delayed increase in income level used to tax employers for the aid to the jobless. This could be called a mini bailout? Remember the bailout? And everybody got so enraged about this. Oh, how can you give the General Motors, how can you bail them out? How can you give the money to the unions? How could you do that? Well, that's what we're trying to do today. They're trying to say, hey, look, let's bail those states out. They have gotten themselves in trouble because of poor decisions, like, hey, can we say California? So let's take our taxpayer money and let's send it down to the states and help them out. It used to be is that we would take care of our own, we'd take care of our businesses, and if the business didn't make it, well, I'm sorry. And, okay, the person who described the plan said only 13 of the 30 states that owe the $42 billion would be expected to repay their share of the money in the next 9 years under current conditions. The administration's proposal will allow 15 more states to repay the money. So we're talking about this is the unemployment insurance, all this, the $42 billion. It's another bailout. You can call it anything you want, but that's what it is. And we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:08. It's February the 8th. And join us after these messages.
I fell into the ring of fire.
Hey, welcome back. Love. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, February 8th. Let's get rocking here. Come on, everybody, kind of shake it up. Get up, shake it out. It's Tuesday. We got a great day going today. Talking about a couple other things. Egypt. And we've been talking about Egypt. We've been talking about what happens if there's a vacuum there. What happens if it fell, Mubarak just pulls out? Can we say Iran? Can we say problems? Can we say they control the Suez Canal? Can we say 4 million barrels of oil go through there daily? Can we say that our oil prices would go sky high as it is? They're reaching they're at the 350 mark now. I think here in town, what are they, 340 there, Bob? I've seen 345.
Yeah, it's pushing 3.5. And I would argue that the last big economic crisis was triggered,
precipitated by this.
That
and you know what?
Mark.
Yeah, and when it did, and the other things too is Chuck Schumer saying, well, I don't know if I trust this bank. And there was a rush on the banks. Plus, of course, all the bad lending practices, plus the fact the sweetheart deals that the guys in Congress gave Fannie Mae, you know, Freddie Mac, oh, yeah, you can do this. And then the idea that everybody deserves a house, every American deserves a house. Excuse me, what part in there, we the people, is that in there? What part in the Constitution is that in that says everybody deserves a house? I don't see it. Wait a minute. Show it to me. I'm sure somebody will. You know, in fact, I had somebody tell me the other day on this show. Well, it wasn't the other day. It was a few weeks ago. Say, well, everybody deserves health care. That's a constitutional right. That's what they said, a constitutional right that health care, that, you know, that health care was guaranteed. I just looked at them and said, wait a minute, you can't believe that. You really can't believe that. Anyway, going back to Egypt, that got me off on something else. It looks like they have a plan and a timetable for the peaceful transfer of power. And the vice president said on Tuesday, that's vice president of Egypt, as protesters call for more demonstrations. Now, the demonstration's been going on for a couple of weeks. And it looks like Mubarak, well, he's going to transition it. But here's the thing. They need a roadmap. They need something that's clear. They need something that's set in place so that they can transfer power in an orderly manner. If you have a vacuum there, then it's just going to be the Wild West. If you can imagine Baghdad, probably 10 times worse. And Baghdad was bad, my friends. Trust me, because of the way that we handled that. Anyway, the president has welcomed the national consensus, confirming that we're putting our feet on the right path to getting out of the current crisis, Suleiman said. And we'll see about that. I know that the latest thing I've seen from the Obama administration is that they don't believe Mubarak should just leave, that there should be an orderly transition, that they were talking about elections this as early as September, but they're saying maybe it should be held off a little bit longer. What are we worried about? Muslim Brotherhood. Even though they only have 20 to 25% of a following, it's a united following, that if you throw that into 80% that is unorganized and is in so many diverse parties, they're going to win.
As we learned from Nazi Germany, a small group of fanatics can drag an entire country into hell.
Absolutely. And the thing about it, too, is that we need to do a story on the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to do that. You know, we'll take 15 minutes later on this week, and let's just talk about just what exactly the Muslim Brotherhood is. The Muslim Brotherhood is not our friends. And if they gain control of Egypt, Even if in a period of the next 4 or 5 years, the impact it can have in the Middle East is just so dramatic. Their hatred for Israel, the fact of how they will ally up immediately with Iran, and then what's that do with Saudi Arabia and the other countries in there? It's going to be tough. So that's one of the things that we have to be extremely wary about in the transition of power. And again, it's funny. We're talking about the transition of power in another country, and yet it has such a big impact on us, as many times as the transition of power in America has such a huge impact on the rest of the world, as we've proven this last time. Okay, one last story before we get into our local news here. A woman from Minneapolis, did you read about this, Bad Bob? She tried to airmail a four-month-old puppy to her son in a sealed cardboard box. Did you see that?
I'm saying let the punishment fit the crime on this one.
Well, they didn't find it till the box fell to the ground during processing and a worker heard panting of movement. She attempted to ship it to Georgia in a sealed box without food, water, or air holes on January 25th. So a lot of attention has been put on one pup. Well, I guess so. And now that she's upset because they won't give her back the dog. Okay, come on. Just tell me, somebody out there, how much common sense does it take to try to airmail a dog, even if it's a puppy, from Minneapolis to, where was it even going to? I'm not even sure where it was going to.
Somewhere in the South.
To Georgia. She was going to airmail a puppy to Georgia. I guess she said, well, it's only a day or two. We've got a special delivery.
This is somebody who's pretty unclear on the concept that most of that cargo goes into an unpressurized, unheated space at 30,000 feet. There'd have been a dog sickle in that box.
She's got to post a bond to cover the cost of the puppy's care. You know, this is, you read these things, you don't believe them, but unfortunately they're true.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Hey, Bruce, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. Just would like to make a little comment on the taxes that they're going to try to extend here in California. Don't we have the same group in Sacramento that promised us on July the 1st of this year that 1% in the DMV tax would go down, would go off the payroll there?
I think they said that.
And you think five and a half years later, if we let those guys put it on the ballot, because they will pass it if it goes on the ballot, because of all the schools and the unions and everybody, they're going to vote for that tax.
You know, it means more money for them. That means more money. They won't have to have pay cuts.
Absolutely, but I just say everybody ought to get out and call their congressman, because we keep pressure on enough. They got to have 2/3 to get it on the ballot. And if these Republicans will hold tough, that won't happen.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we've got to figure a way. They've got to figure a way to balance the budget. So there's cuts. And then, you know, one of the things I've been railing against, of course, is they're cutting $10 million out of the veterans funds.
Yeah.
It seems to me that before you go to veterans and you go to, I don't know, maybe the elderly, and when you before you start hitting that, why aren't we doing something about the amount of money that goes out for special payments to people who have made lifestyle choices? People that are addicted to drugs or alcohol or here illegally. How about that?
And I just read this little article, NCS and the USC, that's facing all these. They're going to put that threat out. There's going to be 350,000 students that won't be able to go to college. Well, I just read down here where there was a little illegal that came in here at 8 years old. They've already spent $100,000 on her education, and she's 17 years old and trying to get into a university. And if they're, I mean,
and she'll pay in state
at some point in time,
and she'll pay in-state tuition. You know,
and they've already spent $100,000 on this for her educational needs. I can't believe this. And then I know it's tough and rough, but we got to cut it off somewhere. We can't educate everybody.
Well, you know what? If people actually thought that the government was going to address the illegal question, just actually was going to just try to address it here in California. Or the rest of the United States, if they actually thought that our government, our elected officials would have the intestinal fortitude to address it, I think then people would take a step back and go, okay, look, we're trying to do this, we're trying to do that, you know, and then you might have just maybe a glimmer of hope,
yeah.
But you don't see that. All you see is cuts. And so what's he going to cut? One of the things Brown wants to cut is welcome home to our troops,
yeah.
Which was helping the troops, our warriors coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, job training, helping them get placement, all these other things, when they just came out and said that the unemployment for our young veterans is over 15.5%, and which in reality is way over 20%. And yet they want to cut that. Yet do you see them wanting to cut one program where they're feeding people three meals a day, including their families,
and
here in California? You don't see that.
No, and they've got documentation that on the illegal ESHA alone in California is $10.5 billion. I mean, that you can go on and check out all the facts. That's their numbers.
Yeah, you know,
I don't want to give any tax money back to these companies.
Well, you know,
within their means.
Yeah, you know, we're past our break, but here's the other thing. They raised those taxes, I think it was 2 years ago in 2009,
right.
to help balance the budget. And what's happened?
Right.
It's gotten worse. So as soon it's like one of our listeners said, it's green crack.
That's right.
They get it. The more they get, the more they spend.
Yep.
And let's make them prove. I tell you what. Before you raise taxes, let's see you cut the programs and have those Democrats who control everything, whoever controls the Congress, the Assembly, and the Senate, cut first. Then talk to us about taxes.
Same group, Carl. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Bruce. Hey, you got to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bot, 7:25 on February the 8th. Linda's on assignment today. 605-4567 or start chatting with us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. Local guy, local family owns Lumberjacks. They have breakfast specials Monday through Friday only. For $3.99, you get a plate full of ham and eggs, includes hash browns, two eggs and toast, $4.99 chicken fried steak, or $5.99 a New York steak and eggs. You can't beat those prices. You can't beat the fact it's a local guy right here in town. He's giving out great value, great food for the cost. So that's Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress. Okay, Bad Bob. We may have a few bad ideas. We may have another problem here. California State Fairs may be at risk. Any fairs that receive 20% or greater reliance on state support are considered a risk in 2012. And if they experience the net loss and have an operating reserve of less than 5%, and most at-risk list, it's in alphabetical order, so we can't say who's the most, but Shasta District Fair is there. Mm. Butte County Fair is there. Colusa, Mendocino, Modoc, and let me see what else. Tehama, Trinity, Tulare, Placer, Sacramento County Fair.
Mm.
Yeah. So Kings Fair, Intermountain Fair of Shasta County.
Now, so, that would be a great loss.
And it is. And
I would miss that.
That would be. But again, it's. You know, we got to go back into this. Is do we cut the funding to the district fair, or do we cut the funding to the veterans? Yeah, I know it's tough. Or do we cut the funding to the illegals?
Yeah. Oh my!
Let me go that way. Okay, the Citizens for a Fair REU rates have filed suit. Say it's clear that this is a tax increase. And they want the court to invalidate the increase right here in River City. The guys heading this up is these people, and there's a number of them. The attorney for them is a gent by the name of Walter McNeil, I believe. And he's their attorney for under record. Now, he sent us an email yesterday. We're trying to have Mr. McNeil on this Friday at 8 o'clock so we can discuss this lawsuit. What they're saying is that it's a grassroots group is asking the court to invalidate a 7.84% rate increase that went into effect last month. An identical rate increase was approved in December and will show up on a customer bill starting next January. So it's going to go in up, and I think by the time they finish this, is that the rates will have gone up close to 45% in REU now. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that my bill has been consistently high and is going there. And, you know, and let's just go back to PG&E. They put a smart meter on my gas line. And I've been paying probably about a buck more a day, if that could be possible. I'm calling them today and say, you know, I thought I'd let 1 month go by, even 2 months, just to make sure this was, you know, could this truly be happening? And it appears to be happening, that the rates have now, or however they're counting it, has gotten a lot more expensive for me. Anyway, Walt McNeil, and who's representing the people that are against these fee hikes, and they're calling them illegal, and they're called the Citizens for the Fair REU Rates. And they filed the lawsuit Friday in Shasta County. So we're going to try, like I said, try to have Walt on on Friday at 8 o'clock. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Our guests are here. We're going to be talking with the doctor when we get back. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. On KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Lindebot, good morning. It is 7:34 on February the 8th. For all you gents, I haven't got your Valentine's Day presents or cards, a card or a written note, or just maybe a list of little things that you'll do for her that day, you know, like do the cooking or cleaning or something like that. You've only got a few days left. And I promise you, if you haven't done that, that could be a long Monday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. They've moved to 1345 Liberty Street. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Give him a call at 244-1988. He's a local guy. He uses local people. And if you have any questions or concerns about Dish Satellite or just how to get a hold of Doug, again, 244-1988, talk to Heather or talk to Doug. Our guest for this segment, and we're quite proud to have her here, Dr. Lauren Strickland. Good morning. as soon as we turn on our microphone.
Yeah, I know.
That's 25 years. Dr. Lauren Strickland, good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, and in the background here is Megan Loveless from the Mercy Medical Center here in Reading.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's going to do, Dr. Strickland, there's going to be a seminar here on Wednesday, February 9th. Is that correct?
Yes, here at the Hilton Garden, 4:30 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be a collaboration between the Mercy Regional Cancer Center and the UCSF Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center to offer a women's symposium.
Great. Okay, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about you. So who's Dr. Lauren Strickland? You've been here, you said, a couple of years.
Yeah, just over 2 years, about 2.5 years. I am a breast surgeon, breast surgical oncologist. I've relocated to the Reading area from the Bay Area, and I basically practice breast surgery for benign and malignant disease for mostly women, some men.
Oh, really? Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Men also have cases of breast cancer.
They do.
Wow.
And what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow evening will be based mainly on cancer genetics.
Cancer genetics. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you're in the Bay Area, and we'll have plenty of time here to talk about our thing, but why come up to Reading?
Well, there's a job opportunity. I practiced general surgery in the Bay Area and decided, for about 2 years, decided to focus on breast cancer. So I closed my practice and went out to Ohio to do a breast surgical oncology fellowship. And that's when I came back to California to practice breast surgery.
Okay. People, I think a lot of people realize this, but people are listening to this all over the United States. We stream is that Reading's got a really great medical community up here.
Yes, they do. It's amazing the support and involvement when it comes to fundraising and just the support for cancer and breast cancer.
I know they had just this past weekend, they had a big fundraiser.
Yeah, for the North State Cancer League.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this. Now, topics are going to include, is what you're going to be speaking on is breast cancer and breast surgical oncology.
Mm-hmm, the cancer genetics component.
Now, what exactly, when you talk about that, what does that mean?
Well, cancer genetics means that some of the cancers that we find in women are inherited, passed down from their parents, one or mother or father, and it makes the susceptibility for breast cancer very high, up to about 87%. And then there's families that have something going on in the family, but not necessarily a known mutation. And their risk is between 15 and 40%. And then we have the population risk, the general population, that's about 8%.
Now, is it true that if nobody in your family has had cancer, your chances of not having it are a lot better?
Generally,
is that just kind of a wives' tale?
Generally so, but what we have to focus on sometimes is that there is no family history, but there may be a gene in that family that's passed down through the males and hasn't really expressed itself until it arise in a female.
Okay, so it's like, from what I understand, women carry the gene for a male baldness. I read that someplace, and you know, women get away with it, but you know, men, not me, of course. I have lots of hair, and as did Bad Bob, but Mike Quinn has no hair. But okay, well, Doctor, then so you're going to be talking about on the genetic side of it,
yes,
and that's going to be tomorrow, on the 9th. And that's going to be up at the Hilton Garden Inn. We've got a lot of time here to talk about everything that's going to be talked about tomorrow. And this, the best thing about this is I see it's no charge.
No charge. It's free for the community.
This is great.
Yeah.
And it's a series of lectures that include what you're talking about, and then cervical cancer, ovarian and pelvic cancer.
Yes, the physicians from UCSF, Dr. George Sawaya and Dr. Chong Kai Chan, they'll be speaking about the cancer, cervical cancer, and ovarian and pelvic cancer.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Megan here a little bit about Mercy. And you all have won some awards lately, but we'll talk about that. Well, I want to go back and talk about this, though. Everybody understands what's going to be out there, and this is being free. This is a good chance for people that just want to find out some information, or they, you know, they haven't gone to a doctor, they don't want to go to a doctor for one reason or another, and we'll talk about that. They can just come in and sit down and learn a lot. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Free Fire Radio and KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 7:43 in the morning, February the 8th, 605-4567, and we're chatting, as I can see in the chat room there. Y'all are talking about people drinking at the fair. KCNR1460.com. Today's weather, it's going to be a high today near 59. It's 39 degrees right now. It's going to get a little windy between 17 and 23 miles per hour with a north wind. And tonight, clear with a low around 34, north wind around 14 miles per hour. Wednesday, it's going to be sunny, and Thursday, sunny. You're going to see this weekend, it looks like we're going to probably get some rain this weekend. So we'll keep a watch on that. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. Anselmo's has got great lunches, great dinners, and this Friday night they're having music. On Sunday, of course, they're having their famous Valentine's Day dinners and meals. They have two sittings, 12 and 4. The 4 o'clock is filled. And the 12 just had a couple of seats left, but you might give them a call at 474-5546 and see if you can get in reservation for Sunday. And if not, they are still serving Friday and Saturday. Just excellent cuisine served by people that care about the customers. Our guest today, Dr. Lauren Strickland, from who's going to be the center, I guess the center of this, of a symposium that's being held, and also Megan Loveless, who is from Mercy Medical Center in Redding. Good morning, Megan. We haven't talked to you yet.
Good morning.
Well, you know, you all are partnered up here and putting this symposium on. What was your reasoning behind that?
Well, you know, one of the most important things at Mercy Medical Center in Redding is patient satisfaction and education. So last year, the Mercy Regional Cancer Center developed a collaboration with the UCSF Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center out of San Francisco. And this allows patients access to more resources, both locally and out of San Francisco, so they no longer have to travel for some of the care that they need. They can get it
right
here.
So you can just get it right here then. Gosh, what a great idea. You know, because I've seen what happens when people have to, you know, in our VA system a lot of times our people have to travel all the way down to Mather, and we have to put some very ill people on buses to get them down there and back. So I'm happy to see that y'all are doing that.
Yes. So
now, you also have just been named the recipient, not you, but Mercy Hospital, Medical Center, I'm sorry, has been named the recipient of the National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for the Greater Redding area for 2010 and 11. What's that mean?
Basically, this means that consumers have chosen Mercy as their hospital of choice. And it means that Mercy was ranked for overall quality, best image and reputation, best doctors and nurses, and this is the third year in a row that they've been a recipient of this award.
Congratulations. So, oh,
really
good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, and that is good. You know, you like to see, I mean, awards are nice, but 3 years in a row means you're doing something right there.
Definitely.
Okay. Dr. Strickland, when we, you know, breast cancer is such a personal, what can I say, not a disease, is it disease, you could say? It's a personal disease with women, as is the ovarian and cervical cancer. It's something men, for the most part, don't ever even think about unless it's a member of their family. Your symposium you're having here, the three different lectures there, what would you say to the women out there that are listening?
Say, take the time tomorrow evening around 4:30 to come out and listen to these great physicians from UCSF and also to hear the information that I have to present, because I think that as women we really need to educate ourselves, take care of our bodies, and also educate the women around us, whether it be our girlfriends, our children, siblings, parents, and really embrace this information, because I think it's going to be fantastic information, especially with Dr. Sawaya. He's going to be talking about cervical cancer screening and his research and the cost effectiveness and cost utility in population-based screening. And Dr. John Chung Kai Chan is going to talk about the treatment of ovarian and other pelvic cancers. And there's a lot of new treatments out there. And so he's going to focus on gene therapy, cellular immunotherapy, and targeted biologic therapy.
But I don't want to put you on the spot here, as we do
people that are running for office. We like that. but the finding it early, we keep hearing about that, finding it early, is, and it can be cured.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Finding it early, small, almost non-palpable, meaning you can't feel it in your breast, or microscopic, makes a huge difference in survival and treatment. And we really want to push prevention or reduction of breast cancer.
Well, prevention is, yeah, if we can prevent it, if we can change, is lifestyles. If you change lifestyles, what, can that have a huge impact?
That's huge. Lifestyle, your environment. Some of the personal risk factors we cannot avoid, but there are some personal risk factors. We can maintain a good healthy weight, exercise, not smoke, maybe one alcoholic drink a day, if any, for women, two for men. And so there are things that we can do to take control of our lives. And unfortunately, there's some things that we cannot be in control of, which is the gene, the genetics of it.
Your gene pool.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do anything about that.
Exactly.
But what you can do is you can give yourself a better chance if you have a gene pool.
Absolutely. And sometimes what we need to do is take that approach and embrace what we have from that gene pool and use what we can to prevent or reduce our risk of developing cancer.
Great. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break here. And we come back, we've got some questions about mammograms and other things on how to identify and probably things that ladies or women should look for that might be an early indicator that they should go see their doctor. And a lot of this stuff will be covered tomorrow and during the seminar. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Today is 7:53, February 8th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Just go in there and get the best coffee for the best prices, fixed by the ladies there that know what they're doing. You can buy exotic beans, pounds of them, for the best prices in town. Espresso Joe's and Joe and Shelley support this community, support our veterans. So, Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today, Dr. Lawrence Strickland and Megan Lovelace, they're part of the seminar that's going to happen tomorrow from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Absolutely free, and their topics will include breast cancer, cervical cancer, and ovarian and pelvic cancer. And this is just a seminar to inform women about these diseases in their bodies, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now one of the things that that we had a question is there was a lot of confusing new information on mammograms. You know, the government said, oh, you don't need to have a mammogram to age 50. And it just the outroar or the uproar on this and from doctors and people, I think, made them pull back. Can you address this, doctor?
Yes, that was a U.S. task force in 2009 expressed that women should start their mammograms at the age of 50 instead of 40. A lot of people objected to this. I know that the state of California, for their early detection program, had followed this and basically said that, you know, we should start our mammograms at 50. And this past year, 2010, December 1st, they went back to the age of 40. And I personally can say that I have patients in my practice who have a history of breast cancer in their 30s and their 40s. And mammograms are not 100% proof, okay? But I also think that it does help with early detection.
So what other kind of tests can they do for, I know that mammograms, but did I just hear something about MRIs or?
Absolutely. And so mammograms, breast ultrasound, and MRIs are huge components in the detection of breast cancer, and they're adjuncts to each other.
Okay. Now, when you talked about, you know, how these, we talked about during the break, how in genetically, you can test patients in your office for
absolutely
their propensity for cancer. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, what I do is I'll take a family history, drop a pedigree, have the patients fill out a questionnaire, and evaluate that patient's risk of developing breast cancer to see if they qualify for the genetic testing. And it's very simple. It's a saliva test done in the office. It's also a blood test as well, but we can use a saliva test in the office and send it out to the company and get a result within 2 weeks.
And that will tell you if if your patient has a propensity for this?
Yes, an inherited component, which about 5 to 10% of all breast cancers carry a gene that's passed down through the family that makes them highly susceptible to developing breast or ovarian cancer.
And they may not even know this.
Exactly.
Because it's gone back to grandmother.
Exactly.
Somebody, or even
or grandfather.
Back, or grandfather.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know, it's just our pure, like our genetics tree and,
exactly.
You know, Mendel. Like that.
Exactly.
So how important, Megan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're helping to put it on, and you're not a physician. But how important do you believe the seminar is?
I think this is extremely important. You know, often you hear about breast cancer and breast cancer awareness, but it's not very often that you get the chance to sit down and actually listen to a physician that deals with this every day talk about, you know, what breast cancer actually is, what it does to your body, and what you can do to prevent it or to find out if you're more susceptible to it. So it's I think it's a unique opportunity and something that, you know, it's free to the community. It's going to be fun, too. There's, you know, complimentary appetizers and a no-host bar, so I think it'll be a fun evening and educational as well.
Oh, and educational. Like I said, the cervical cancer and ovarian pelvic cancer. These are things that, you know, people don't usually just talk about in, you know, in your, you know, cocktail hour.
Right.
You know, when you're having the crab feed. This does not come up, okay? But something like this, again, it's free. It's tomorrow at the Hilton Garden Inn. I encourage people to go to this. I think this could be a way that, you know, you hate to say these things. You know, this could save your life.
Absolutely.
Or the lives of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
There. So, any last thoughts here on this one? Just
come join us tomorrow night at Hilton Garden Inn, 4:30 to 7, no charge. Dr. Strickland will be there, as well as Dr. Sawaya and Dr. Chung Kai Chan from UCSF.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Dr. Lauren Strickland and Megan Lovelace from Mercy Medical Center. You know, we need things like this. I mean, we need seminars and symposiums like this. There's just, you just are there to help people, and you can't ask for much more than that. In our next segment, we're going to be talking about the logging conference with Nadine Bailey. Yeah, when we come back, we'll be talking about that and a few other things. Like, did you know your taxes are lower now than they ever were? Carl and Linda Bond, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, that's right, statistics.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's 8:05, February the 8th. Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, Linda is on assignment today. No, pull out my fingernails, set my toes on fire. You'll never know what it means to be on assignment, except she's there. Joined today, of course, by Bad Bob. We're talking
and
about
Greece.
A number of things. Yeah. We have, you know, today I wanted to, you know, that last segment we had, that's an important segment. And I'll tell you, know, this thing with Dr. Lauren Strickland and these other doctors are having this Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center Health Symposium. I want to talk about, for people who are just you know, checking in right now, it's tomorrow night at the Hilton Garden Inn from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. No charge. Absolutely no charge. And the topics are going to include breast cancer and the chances of how cancer is, you know, you can have cancer visit you via your lifestyle or even more your genetic makeup. They're going to talk about cervical cancer and ovarian pelvic cancer. Now, these are just not things you talk about down at the cocktail hour usually or you know, down at, you know, Market Street or these places. But this is a really, really important topics, and it's free.
And it's Mercy is backing us, and I think this is something that you probably need to write down. Because this is something, moms, you know, you are perfectly healthy, but this is something probably maybe your daughter should know about. Maybe it's something that this DNA, this gene that can cause cancer is somewhere in your family. We're going to be talking about that. But this is something, you're perfectly healthy, but you want to know the information. And, gents, you know, I think this is probably a good idea for you maybe to find out some things, you know, if you go with your wife. So, again, that's Wednesday, February 9th at the Hilton Garden Inn right there in Reading from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. No charge. They're going to have, you know, some food and that. That's not the main thing. It's going to be just some really good information presented by experts. Okay. All right. Bad Bob went on a rant because we said there's a potential for the fairs to lose funding in 2012. You want to talk about that, Bad Bob?
I grew up in 4-H Club and did several things, and I practically grew up down there at the Shasta District, as much as I did grow up, down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, which is a state entity, the 14th Agricultural District. And the thought of cutting the fairs, those programs, 4-H and FFA, keep so many kids out of so much trouble. And, of course, the logic here is we cut the fairs, and then we're just going to have to build more prisons because these kids won't have something to divert them from trouble, and then we get to hire more guards to staff those prisons. So the logic of this just escapes me. It's a preventive medicine thing, and I'm just absolutely... you know, they take the simple, the cheap cuts. It's like picking on the veterans. You know, it's like the populace at large. We're pandering to the least common denominator, in my opinion. And the people who are out there doing the good stuff, who happen to be in the minority, are going to once again take it.
Yeah, but you know what? Here it comes down. You know, the Record Searchlight talked about it today as an editorial. We got this information yesterday, and we were going to run with it today anyway, in a press release. But what they said is, as you just said, you know, a lot of times that district fair is the center of a community involvement. Mm-hmm. Where you get the Future Farmers of America, you have all different types of young people, different groups of these people that come in. People go there to enjoy themselves, I don't know. There's something about a county fair when you can go there and see the quilts. You see the preserves, you see the calves raised by the kids in the 4-H. You just see things like this, and you have to ask yourself, I mean, is this America. This is wonderful. And, however, then you read that, you know, like a great deal, it's being subsidized by the state. Does this mean that these have to be cut out completely? I don't know. Hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here, and we do. We've got Jim. You're on the line, so hang on, Jim. And when we come back, we're going to we'll get to you, but we need to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is that phone. And we streaming it. KCNR 1460, we're streaming and chatting on that.
I understand we're dropping California, Here I Come, in favor of Money for Nothing as the new state song.
There we go. Hey, it's February the 8th, 2011. Linda is on assignment and is taking care of those things. Hey. Today is going to be a nice day. It's going to be a little windy right now. It's 40 degrees. It's going to be, I think, up to in the 50s today. But we're going to have high winds, and then tonight it's going to get down to 34. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards right here. Great place to go to. Dinners are going to have music on Friday night. They're going to have, of course, the Valentine's Day great dinners on Sunday. Have two sittings at 12 and at 4. The 4 o'clock sold out. But you can give them a call at 474-5546 and talk to them about the 12 o'clock seating and also about dinner Friday and Saturday. Remember, music. And Somos, it's not that far outside of Palo Cedro. It's a great place to go to. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
You know, I'm overweight and tired, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Now, hey... I got some stuck in my craw I seen on television this weekend, and I thought of your show.
There you go. That's what we're here for.
Well, do you know the immigration stuff that's going on in Arizona with police asking for identification for people they suspect are illegal, right?
Right.
Well, that's only if you get pulled over or if, you know, they have a reason to.
Right.
And there was a show, I think it was Dateline or one of those shows, and it was John Quinones was the host, and they have that show, What Would You Do? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, they set up a scenario, and they have in cameras, and they see what the people in the immediate area would do, how they react.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, I've seen previews to it, and some of them look like they're kind of funny, but...
Right, well, this one kind of irked me, because they had this guy, he was sitting in a restaurant, he was ordering, like, from a fast food menu, and they had some guy, and the guy was of Latino descent, you know, and he looked like just your average, you know, mid-20s guy, you know. Well, they had this security guard walk in there. It wasn't even a police officer walk in and go, excuse me, sir, I need to see some identification or documentation. And the guy was looking at him like, what? And it got, you know, everybody in the restaurant all upset. But it just seemed to me they were putting such a twist on that law that they were just, you know, trying to, you know, rile everybody up and put their spin on that law. You know, by some security guard coming in and asking a guy for his ID and, you know, trying to, you know, strong arm him or whatever. And it was just really, it was disturbing.
Sounds like a propaganda piece.
What's that?
Sounds like a propaganda piece.
Exactly, because, you know, a police officer isn't going to walk into Burger King and ask some guy, you know, for his ID for nothing. And, yeah, it just seemed like they were trying to get everybody...
Well, that was, you know, it's,
I'll take
you know
the rest
what?
Of my answer off the air.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, you can stay on if you want. The whole thing about this is, you know, they are setting it up so people will be upset. They're going overboard on it. The one commercial I saw on it was, and it wasn't even the whole show, but it showed a woman coming on to her student, like she was a tutor. In a low-cut dress, and just, I mean, it was so overdone. And people are, you know, the women are there looking, and then the quote, mentor or teacher gets up to take the kid out. And I tell you what, I thought she was going to make it to the door alive. These two ladies went after her, and I thought they were going to have her on the ground stomping her. But see, they go overboard on these things, and what they're doing is they're trying for a reaction. That's the whole thing. And
right,
and
this, it's just,
yeah,
it's
just
the reason
just,
it upset
yeah.
me is because it makes people think that, you know, your typical peace officer, sheriff, or police is just going to walk up to somebody and, you know, start hassling them, and they don't do that
because of being ethnic, of different ethnic origin.
Few things drive me crazier than activist journalism. The two terms should be mutually exclusive, in my humble opinion.
No.
That's exactly what it seemed like to me.
Okay, hey, Jim, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You bet, guys.
You bet.
Bye.
Thanks. You know what? A new Rasmussen report shows that 57% of likely voters believe federal government policies practices encourage illegal immigration, with 68% of likely voters saying gaining control of the border is more important than granting amnesty to illegal immigrants. Okay, let me say that again. This is likely voters. Rasmussen, who, by the way, was right on in his predictions in the last elections and a number of things, says that 68% of likely voters say gaining control of the border is more important than granting amnesty to illegal immigrants, and that 64% of likely voters believe the U.S. military should be used along the Mexican border to prevent illegal immigration. You know, that's a huge, huge number. When you know, the people have had enough. What else does it take? What does it take to tell our elected representatives that they need to do something about the border? I think if they got serious about shutting the border down, that there would be less pressure and less divisiveness on this. How do we take the people here illegally, and how do we handle that? I'm not saying you give them a free ride. No, not at all. You want to raise taxes? How about raising taxes that are on people here illegally? Make them pay $100 a month. You know, that would help balance the budget until we could settle it. But the big thing is this. You've got to do something about the border. If you don't do something about this porous border, you think that Moscow has had problems with bombings. It just, to me, I'm astounded by the fact that how good our people must be in the counterterrorism groups to keep the attacks out, as easy as it is to get into our country. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Bad Bob. Get it there, Bad Bob. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's 8:23 on February the 8th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and start chatting. Well, there's a lot of people in the chat room right now.
I'm telling you.
You guys are going for it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Lumberjacks. They've got six dinners from $9.99 that include Salisbury steak, baby back ribs. Wait a minute. Get away from that electronic stuff there, Bad Bob. You're drooling on it. That's Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. These are local people. Done a great job in building a business. We want to go down and support them. That's Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress. Six dinners for $9.99. I can't even begin to tell you how many of them there are. You also get your choice of soup or salad and a loaf of their homemade dinner bread. Okay.
You know, when I found out I qualified for the senior menu down there, I didn't know whether to be happy or a little sad.
You're just a kid.
You're just a kid.
Hey, let's talk about taxes. You know that the federal taxes are the lowest since 1950? Can you believe this is in a record search light? But even then, it looks like it could be true. Just kidding there, Silas. Actually, as a share of the nation's economy, Uncle Sam's take this year will be the lowest since 1950, when the Korean War was just getting underway. And for the third straight year, American families and businesses will pay less in federal taxes than they did under former President George W. Bush. Okay, how come you think that is? How about this reason? Weak economy and a growing number of tax breaks for the wealthy and the poor. Income tax payments this year will be nearly 13% lower than they were in 2008. And the main culprit for this is the poor economy, with corporate profits down and unemployment up. But the tax code each year grows with new deductions, credits, and exemptions. The result is that a family making as much as $50,000 this year can avoid paying federal income taxes if they have at least two dependent children. Okay, now here's my favorite. Low-income families can actually make a profit from the income tax. How do you make a profit?
The earned income credit. I haven't figured that one out.
I haven't. You know, so if you know you don't pay any money and they give you money back, there's your profit right there. And many states have raised taxes because, unlike the federal government, they have to balance their budgets each year. And state tax receipts are projected to increase in all but seven states this year, according to the National Council of State Legislatures. So you have to ask yourself is, how come we're taking more money out of our people's paychecks? Well, we were asked, since this year began, I'm taking more money. I'm paying, on my payroll, I'm taking more money out of our people's pockets than I did before. And that's changes to the tax code. In the next few years, and here's the kicker, in the next few years, many can expect to pay more in taxes. And some increases were enacted as part of the President Barack Obama's health care overhaul. I thought that wasn't supposed to hurt us. I thought that wasn't supposed to take all of us middle-income Americans and make us pay more. Well, it is. So, wake up and smell the coffee. It's another example of, no, that's there to help us. It's just going to help everybody. And you're going to be able to keep your same health care, and you're going to be able to keep your insurance and the same doctors and not pay more. Lies. And more lies. I just don't understand how people could actually have read that thing and actually believe that. I mean, you see it right now. I'm taking more money. I've got people here that are having money taken out, and they owe money from last year to the government. And they don't. I mean, these are people that work here part-time. So something's happening. something's happening to cause this. And, you know, when we say that it may be the smallest since 1950, but it's because of the economy being in a wreck, it is hopefully starting to recover. But
now, our media propaganda machine could have given lessons to Joseph Goebbels, I swear.
You know, it's things that you see this and you go, okay, hey, we're paying less than we did in 1950. Then you read in there that, you may be, but now we're going to be increasing the taxes partly because of health care, partly because the states are needing to balance their budgets. Feds don't have to do that. Just keep raising the debt ceiling. You know, you want to talk about raising the debt ceiling? I wish I could raise my debt ceiling. Bad Bob wishes he could raise his debt ceiling.
We'll just make a bigger, yeah.
Anyway, okay. All right, we'll get past that now. And let's talk about some good news. How much time we got here, Bad Bob?
We're just inside of 2 minutes.
Okay, I can do this. Good news. The tree in my backyard. Now you're saying, oh, wait a minute. The guy that took care of it, Trenton, came in, and we have a tree that's you know, decades old, and we thought, that's it, it's over. You know, and we were told, okay, just might as well take it down. We brought in Trenton, and he's an arborist, and he's going to be on our show here in the next week or two. You need to listen to this guy. He's a young man. He's gone through all the classes and the schools. He's telling us last night, you know, he is taking care of the tree, and he says, oh, no. He says, yeah, this tree's in this downward cycle, but it's not like people. You know, that could be like 20 years. So to hear that and to hear somebody that knows, that's an expert in trees and taking care of these trees, was really great news last night. Because, how can you take out a tree that's just so huge and is so magnificent that's in your yard when you don't have to? I mean, yes, you know, we were told by two people, oh, yeah, there's no way of saving this, blah, 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 blah. But, a lot of times people that tell you that have got more invested in taking trees down than saving trees. So you need to find somebody, and that's why we're going to introduce you all to him here in the next week or two. Somebody that cares about trees and how to save trees, not how to get
arborist.
Rid of them. Yeah, somebody that knows trees, that says, you know, if we do this and this, we can save your tree. Yeah, I mean, it's old and it's going to drop, but it's not going to be tomorrow. Hey, when we come back in our next segment, we're going to be talking Super Bowl ads. We're going to be talking just a number of things that impact on us in our community. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Radio on KC. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning on February the 8th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right off Athens Avenue, DC and Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. Just go in and show your veterans card, which, by the way, we'll discuss that in just a second. That discount card is good at so many different businesses, but they're at Cypress Square Barbershop. And you know what? It's a haircut, gents. It's a haircut. Mom, take your kid down there. Forget the styling for $45. They go down, they give them a great haircut, great price, and it's man's last stronghold. That's right. No Dr. Phil, no Oprah. See, I can say that. You know, Linda's not here to smack me on the arm. It's got none of that. It's got stock car racing. You've got magazines like National Geographic, which, of course, is one of the best net magazines in the world for general knowledge. It's got all types of guns and ammo and shooting and popular mechanics. It's got all that. This is man's last stronghold. This is Cypress Square Barbershop, and it's a great place. I joke around a lot about it, but they're good people. They support our community. They go down there right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. Got a lot of people involved in the chat room. We're going to talk about some things here. Okay, let's talk about the comments on taxes. This one of our comments in the chat room said he knows a lady that didn't pay any taxes and got $3,000 back. Another one that said that he was injured in a car wreck in 2009, and so he had worked in 2009. In 2010, he was injured, got the same amount of taxes back for half the money. Just things like this. You keep hearing about this, and the one about low income people can make a profit by not paying taxes, and that's the earned income credit.
Yeah, how do you call something that you did nothing to get? Call it a earned income credit?
I'm not sure.
That's gov speak if I ever heard it.
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Okay, Let's go to things like, before, you know, later on after in the next segment, we're going to talk about the Shasta County wanting to beef up the reserves and some of the problems they're having. And let me tell you why they're going to continue to have these problems when we get to that. But Super Bowl commercials, that's the huge thing. Everybody talks about the Super Bowl commercials. Now, personally, the ones they do with the monkeys, where the guy's coming in and says, I work with a bunch of monkeys, and it's, you know, it's something finding a job or something like that. This guy has been on, was on a couple of years ago, and he's in an office, and the monkeys are making copies of their butts on the Xerox machine and all that. And this time they just crashed into his car and locked him in his car so he couldn't get out, and they jump out through the skylights of the cars and get away. Others that we were hearing from here that people really liked, the little Darth Vader kid, where he comes in, he keeps trying to do things like Darth Vader to raise the to raise the child and all that, and he goes out in front of his dad's car. And he gives the signal like he wants the car to move or start, and his dad starts the car from inside the house. And the little kid, you know, you can't see his face, but he turns and he looks back like, look what I just did. And you know what I thought of right then when that happened? Okay, the government has finally gotten to me. The government has finally gotten to me.
Uh-oh. We're
the little kid's there. He does his thing. The car starts, and I'm thinking, here's this little 5-year-old kid in front of a car that just starts. What if it goes forward? What if it goes forward and runs over little Darth Vader? I mean, does anybody else think that? Did anybody else think that? That, oh my God, there's a little kid in front of the car, and Dad starts it from inside the house? Which is another way you can, you know, if you've got enemies, you start the car in case it blows up. Now you can do that from inside your house. In the old days, the mafia used to send out their wives to start the cars.
You can always get another one, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's just that they're not going to kill the family, so they figured they were safe. Okay, how about, am I the only one that thought that? Check the chat room. I can't see it from where I'm at right now. Okay, the other one. Groupon, is this, you know, they start out by saying, in Tibet, things are so horrible there, they're losing their lifestyle, they're losing their language, but I got $15 off, you know, Tibetan food or something because I'm a member of Groupon.
Mm.
You know, if you get a bunch of people to sign up and you get a break in prices. And it had two commercials like that, and you thought it was going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's too bad. And all it is a commercial to sell a spot with another group of people to save money.
Mm.
Stupid. Anyway, the one of my favorite, I think. Now, Bud Light's always good.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't as good this year as they have been in the past, but they're still pretty good. But I think Chrysler's commercial, the one where you see this great car comes around and, you know, it's doing all these things, and it says imported from Detroit.
Hmm.
Great commercial. You know, buy American. That's what it was saying. Hey, we make cars just as good as anybody else. They last just as long. They get just as good gas mileage. We've learned our lesson. We've turned our corner. Give America a chance. Buy an American car. You know, that's what came to me out of that commercial. May not have said that, but then again, it didn't have the little kid being run over by a Mercedes-Benz either. That's what I got out of it. Hey, I got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:43 in the morning. It is February the 8th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music. 243-3774. Mike's Music sells great instruments. Not only do they sell them, they give. Also, they provide great instruction. They've got sound rooms back there, studios. But it's a good place. It's a local business. It'll help, get your kids into it, or you want to get into guitar or whatever. They're going to be able to sell you an instrument at a great price and then teach you how to use it. That's Mike's Music at 243-3774. Now, okay, the last thing I want to talk about in the commercials was there was this, Linda gets an email from a lady that said was just enraged at this, at the Mad Black Lady commercial. And it had something to do with Coke. And every time her husband would do something, she'd be screaming at him. Oh, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Can it? So he's out drinking some kind of Coke or Pepsi. You know, to me, they're interchangeable. and she's yelling at him, and then she looks and she says, "Oh, that's got no calories." Well, then this other girl's running by like she's working out. She sits down and she just smiles at the guy, and the wife gets mad, throws the can, misses him, hits her in the head. She falls off, and they both get up and they run away. Linda gets an email from a lady who says, "Wait a minute. What is this? This is something that this black lady is a screaming crazy person, and this is so bad." Well, it is, but the commercial was bad. But it makes no difference if the lady was black or white. If it's a crazy lady that makes them look bad, then that's just the way it is. I'm sorry, that's equality. There you go. It's making the black lady look crazy. Well, it makes a white lady look crazy, too, so I figure that's okay. Unless maybe I've missed something in this. Okay. We had a guest here that was pulled at the last second, and she was going to come in and talk about the logging conference. It just so happens that we have somebody here by the name of Mike Quinn, who's the media expert on this, and in fact a publicity chairman for the conference. So good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And yeah, big conference coming up.
Let's talk about it.
Well, it's the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition. And for the second year we'll be holding that at the Reading Convention Center. It's going to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We start out with a breakfast on Thursday morning, a kickoff breakfast. Dr. Kaufman, who you'll be talking to tomorrow, will be our keynote speaker. He's written a number of books and has a number of degrees in all kinds of areas. He's kind of an expert on forestry and economics, and that's somebody that we need to listen to. He's going to be a fascinating speaker. Does speeches all over. He's from Bangor, Maine, so he's making the coast to coast, and we're going to bring him out here to the sunshine because I don't think they've seen it back there for a while.
It doesn't look like they're going to be seeing it again because it looks like another storms are coming through here. Mike, you've been involved with this for a long time. Is that correct?
Yes. I used to work in the logging industry. Worked for Emmett Baugh and Cascade Logging, and that's how I got started in this. When I went over to radio, then they asked me. They said, "Well, can you come help us a little bit?" Because it was basically preaching to the choir. It was just equipment show is basically what it was. They would have a lot of vendors come here from all over the West, and people would come and they'd buy equipment. But there wasn't really. We weren't reaching out to anybody. And so what we've done is really made this a public friendly event. And it's very, very important that people understand the history, of logging. And we still have trees up here. We still need to be thinning our forests. There's still, we still have the forest fire dangers and things like this.
Anybody ever heard of biomass?
Biomass, absolutely. A big thing.
We could cut our electric bills by a lot. What's the problem? Are you familiar with the biomass?
Oh, absolutely. We're familiar with that. And there's another thing that's just come out, and that is down in Texas, they are going to be chipping up the wood and making it into fuel to burn in our cars. They found that there is, if they squeeze hard enough on that old tree, that it's going to eke out a couple of drops of fuel that'll be burned. It'll take the place of ethanol, is what they're trying to do. They're saying, wait a minute, we can't use all our corn for ethanol, which hasn't proved to be the greatest panacea for the
lack. Ethanol was another one of those big things that were sold to the American public as saving us, and the only thing it's done is it's destroyed rivers.
Yes.
Through the amount of pesticides and that they've used to grow all this corn, and then corn has become a commodity that's become more expensive, which then makes other commodities more expensive, like animals, because mm-hmm. they can't feed it. It's a lot more expensive for that, and it's really not even as cost effective in the power side as other stuff. Some of the grasses they can use.
Right. This is very important on a number of areas, one being the proper care of our forests. That's extremely important that we take care of it. We've seen what happens when we have the fires here. There's a loss of life, a loss of property. If they want to talk about carbon being put in the air, look at how much is put in a forest fire, and it's uncontrolled at that point. But it's also about what can we do here in Reading with our convention center. This is a true trade show. You're going to see equipment down here the size of which you will not see at any other trade show. And some of this equipment, you've got the full-size trucks down there, you've got all this logging equipment that goes out in the woods. It'll all be down there, and this is a very, very effective show. People come from all over, they'll probably have five or six states, that people will be represented there, not only vendors but buyers, and then people just in the industry. And, they're there to, look at the latest things. There'll be a lot of dealing. The sales tax stays here in Reading. That is so important. If they sell a piece of equipment and it's $200,000, and believe me, this stuff is a lot higher than that, sales taxes here for the city and for our
county.
How much
do they? Do you know how much they sell during the show?
You know, we do not have figures on that, and it's something that we should.
You need to find that out because, you know, when people start talking about selling off the convention center and then taking it down and putting it someplace else, like the rodeo grounds, and you think about that, you know, putting the rodeo grounds down in Anderson, where then the taxes would go to.
Right.
That city and not ours. It's something we need to think about. You know what I'd like to have, who I'd like to have on, maybe you can arrange this since you're the head of publicity, Mike, is somebody from Sierra Pacific. An unabashedly, you know, guy loves logging and says this is why we need logging. I mean, you're a good spokesman, but I mean somebody that can say, you know, we need to do this. Like I'm getting questions now in here in the chat room that says, are we starting to metal frame homes more? I have no idea. Are we using metal in the framing? As opposed to a lumber,
there is, but there's also a price on that too. You know, I mean, it's 6 1/2 dozen of the other, really. You know, the things that I'm concerned about, and in doing the publicity here, I've studied the forestry a lot. I've gone back and talked about it because growing up in Colorado, we have property back there that's in the middle of that huge beetle kill, and you know, I've spoken on radio back there in Colorado about what's going on, and it's all about thinning the forests. And according to National Geographic, we have 17 times the number of trees in this state that we had 150 years ago.
You can see photos of a well-kept forest that had space. And then when they did this, you know, completely cut off any type of cutting or logging, it just completely is overgrown. And none of the trees are healthy at this point. And then they do get disease. We got to take a break here. Carl and Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Mike Quinn. We're talking about the logging conference. We've got a couple other things we're going to talk about here, too.
No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning on February the 8th. And you know what? Let's go back down. Let's just keep doing the right thing. Let's just keep standing up for what we believe is right. You know, sometimes I go on a little bit about this, and, you know, it's a good guys against the bad guys, which are you. Well, you know what? Again, you're the one that knows if you're a good guy or a bad guy. You're the one that knows if you're doing the right thing, taking care of your kids, your family, your community, helping like that. It's you. It's not me. I don't make pronouncements on who you are. You're the only one that knows that when you look in a mirror. Our guest right now is Mike Quinn. Mike's been in our life, you know, too much, really, in the last couple of years.
Linda didn't say that.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike is the one that sold us the license for KCNR, and we will be thankful to him and grateful to him for that. But he does a lot of other things in our community. He's involved in so much in our community, anywhere from KIXE to here in the logging conference. One thing I just want to throw out is that we're going to talk about this tomorrow, too, is that we're getting less money coming into Shasta County. And one of the reasons, the big reasons, and it comes out of from the trial courts and tobacco taxes, the revenue is down, way down. Why? Fewer people are paying their court fines. We're going to talk about this. And the tobacco use is down. So here we are, we're going to tax tobacco so it gets, you know, so people will will slow down using it. But... And then we're going to be out of money that way. And so I'm really happy to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, that's right. Finest walk-in humidor. Every type of tobacco accessory you can think of is right there in Tobacco and Brew. Not only that, but Espresso Joe's for coffee. And Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. And it's like helping the veterans, helping other people. Giving birthday parties to little kids whose family who has just lost their home in a fire. They did this. You know, you don't see other groups. You don't see big foundations doing that. You see people like Joe and Shelley doing that. And I tell you what, they pay a lot in taxes to keep this city going. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, last thoughts here on this.
You were just talking about taxes. Let's talk about timber tax and what it's done to this county, because there's a timber tax, and it says that if a tree is cut down, the county of origin gets a portion. So the government on government land sells a tree for $1,000, and the county gets $250 dedicated to schools and roads. Now, what's in trouble up here? Our highways and, you know, our roads and all that are a little bit torn up. We could use some more money to fix those. Our schools, you know, we're looking at cutting back. We're doing all of these, you know, drastic measures in the classroom. and yet we need to educate our children more, and the money is sitting out there in the forest, and it's not being cut. And they have cut back the amount of trees that we're being allowed to take out of the forest, even though national forests were developed 100 years ago for the pure and simple reason that they wanted to make sure that our country always had a steady, constant supply of wood. That's why national forests are there. They're not there as wilderness areas. We've got plenty of wilderness areas, national monuments, national parks,
which it seems to be more and more areas. That's happening. And that's another subject. Is
right.
Where does all this happen? Yeah.
But we need to thin the forest, too. You have to use them. It's a renewable resource. And once a tree has reached its maturity, it is no longer bringing carbon in. It's better to take it down and let the trees grow under that are growing underneath it to now absorb more carbon. That's how they grow. They reach a certain point, they just stop growing. And a tree has a life.
As we have found out in our tree. Yeah.
And a tree has a life.
Right.
I mean, you know, if it's 100 years old, when it gets to be 100 years old, it's going to die. So why not use it? Why not sequester that carbon? Or if you're going to use it in biomass, burn it correctly.
Yeah.
So
here's one thing I want everybody to remember is that Canada has a great deal of our industry, of the lumber industry. It's like 75%. China is bringing in billions or millions of board feet. And where's China getting the lumber from? Africa. And can you say child labor? How come people aren't screaming about that? They scream about it with Nikes and everything else. So... okay. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for being here. We're going to talk about it again.
Great.
Our guest tomorrow, Dr. Ann Muir, right in the middle of the revolution in, or the of all the protests in Egypt. Right there, she's going to be our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And plus, we have other people on before that. Of course, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.